Good morning. I'm Brother Gracie from the Wichita congregation. We thank the Lord for his blessings, and each one is here. We thank the Lord for his continued blessings upon the meeting and the presence of each one. I'd like for the congregation to turn to number 448 and sing verse 1, please.
Down to a sinful world, our dying souls to win. Came there a Savior, so full of love and mercy. Came he, O blessed one, to rescue me from sin.
Amen. Songwriter is saying, down from the glory of Father's shining kingdom. Down to a sinful world, our dying souls to win. Came there a Savior, so full of love and mercy. Came he, O blessed one, to rescue me from sin. Hungry and thirsty, by Satan sorely tempted. Weary and fainting, nor a pillow for his head. Walking the thorn path, accused, despised, rejected. Thus came my Savior, this unfriendly world to tread. Hark from the garden a cry of bitter anguish. Pleads one for succor and comfort from above. Jesus is bearing our many sins and sorrows. Hear from Gethsemane the whispers of his love. See on Mount Calvary, the Son of God is dying. Dying in agony, forsaken on the tree. Dark hang the shadows, all nature in commotion. Dies there a holy one, my captive, soul to free. Oh, think of Calvary, the darksome scene of Calvary. Even the glowing sun refuses now to shine. Jesus is dying, the guiltless for the guilty. O soul, receive him now, embracing love divine. A mission is a very serious thing. It's a different frame of mind when you're on a mission.
Yes, that's right.
It's serious. There's something, perhaps a special business, something which a person or body of persons is charged with. In Luke, the 10th chapter, as we begin at verse 1, says, and after these things, the Lord appointed 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whether he himself would come. But I notice this saying that the Lord appointed 70 also. And sent them two and two. It's a very important thing to be called. There's a great harvest field. There are many, many things that need to be done. But it's a very important thing to be called. People have talents and people have abilities. Some people have great speaking abilities. Some people have gifts in those areas. But it's very important that you receive a call from God. To me, that is something that will dictate your ministry.
Yes.
That you actually have a call from God. There may be time and time again that you feel like doing otherwise, but there's a call. It's different when you just decide, I'm going to be a preacher, or you decide, I'm going to have a career. There's something different about a call from God.
That's right.
It's not about who agrees with you. It's not about how people feel about you. But you have a call from God. So that's very serious. But the Lord is saying, therefore, he said unto them, the harvest truly is great. And the harvest is great today, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, he will send forth laborers into the harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. That's serious. You need to be on your guard. The word of the song says, my soul be on thy guard. 10,000 foes arise. When you're on a mission, there needs to be a certain amount of seriousness about you. I think of the thought of being on the king's business.
Yes.
But I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Stop expecting everything to be pleasant. Stop expecting everything to just go the way you like it to go. In fact, stop expecting everybody to like you. Amen. Saying, carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. I don't understand the dynamics of all of that. But they were sent. And the thought I'm getting is that you have something in particular that you need to do. You ever had a mission? Say if it's simple. Maybe you're a small child, and we don't want to take things out of context, but your mother tells you to take out the trash. That's something in particular that you need to accomplish. So you start to take out the trash, and on the way you see a nice apple. So you start munching on the apple, and then you see a nice book and decide to sit down and read. And your mother comes and finds you reading the book. I thought you were supposed to take out the trash. Well, I'm fathering my education. But see, you got distracted. We have to be careful that we don't get distracted.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
So he's saying, salute no man by the way. In other words, I don't want you just tangled up in a whole lot of endless conversation. And whatsoever house you enter, first say peace unto this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it will turn to you again. In the same house, remain. I don't understand the depths of all these things.
But I'm not necessarily wanting you going from house to house and spreading gossip and this and that and getting involved in all the different things. And besides that, if you're remaining in the same house, in other words, I'm saying coming back each night, people will know where to find you. Eating and drinking such things as they have. Don't get all tangled up about the food and this about it and that about it and just eat what they have. For the labor is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. See, to me, this is serious. And into whatever city you enter, they receive you, eat such things as set before you. Heal the sick that are therein. That's part of it. Say unto them, the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. But into whatever city you enter and they receive you not, go your ways out of that city. The same as say, even the dust of your city which cleaveth unto us, we do wipe off against you, notwithstanding, be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. So he sent them forth. Now we find in Luke the 9th chapter, where someone is saying, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid farewell to them that are at my house. And to me, this is a very astounding answer, but I believe that Jesus is trying to get something over to them. He says, no man, having putting his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. See, that to me, that's getting deeply involved. When God sends you to do something, it's very important. Do we understand the importance of the things that God has sent us to do? Over here in 1 Kings, the 13th chapter, the prophet, I take a young man, I could be wrong, but the Lord sent him down to cry against a certain altar. There's a lot of idol worship going on. And he went down there and cried against the altar. And the king spake, lay hold on him, I believe is what it was. The king's hand withered up. The king wanted prayer, and the man of God prayed, and God restored his hand. The king said unto him, come home with me, refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. The man of God said unto the king, if thou give me half thine house, I will not go with thee, nor will I eat bread or drink water in this place. For it was charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink any water, nor turn again by the way that thou camest. So he went another way, and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. There was a charge given unto him. But there was an old prophet, I have my own assessment of him. I don't know. But I've often questioned what caused him to do what he did. I don't know just what his state was. But I take him, Lord have mercy, to be somebody that has slipped away from God. That's my assessment. And seeing and hearing of somebody else that the Spirit of God was moving in. I don't know. Did it stir up what? I don't know. But may God help us as the older ministers that we will stay in touch with God. Amen. That there won't be any envy, anything of that nature. But he caught up with him. He said that I am a prophet as thou art. And an angel spake to me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied to him. Are you on a mission to cause somebody else to stumble? Lord, help us. So he went back with him and ate bread in his house and drank water, and later on the lion slew him. But see, he had some very serious things that were laid out before him. I don't know who all is in the audience today. But I feel that there are people that are here that God has laid out some very specific duties upon them. Right. And I want to encourage you to get in that place and stay in that place and do what God wants you to do. Amen. I want you to go back and remember exactly what God told you. You know, the Apostle Paul, I believe he said, whereupon Agrippa, I was not disobedient to my heavenly vision. See, God gave him something in particular. And at the end, he was able to say, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Yes. See, God has something for you. Yes. Amen. And I believe there are people that are already here today that God has already laid responsibility upon them. And he's saying, be faithful. We're going to have to all go back to our different abodes. You have responsibilities here. I have responsibilities there. There's responsibilities out there. But may God help us to be faithful with what God has placed upon us. Your duties might be different than mine. Your circumstances might be different than mine. But I believe that the God of all peace will go with you. Yes. That God will give you strength is my prayer. As you are out there in the midst of things, endeavoring to obey the very things that God has laid upon your heart. Yes. It takes strength from God. Amen. It takes strength from God. First Samuel 15. We find that Saul is over there, King Saul. I believe that Samuel has sent him. You know, thus saith the Lord. go down and destroy this certain people. I believe that I need to study it out more. There was a time that Moses was in a vicious battle with some people. They had attacked him, the children of Israel. And they were in this battle. And when Moses held up his hands, Israel prevailed. When his hands were heavy, the enemy began to gain. They came and propped up his hands. Amen. We need to learn to hold up each other's hands. Amen. If we actually want a victory to the glory of God, we need to learn to hold up each other's hands by the grace of God. Amen. I'm not much into football, but whoever has the ball, let's work with him so he can win. Praise the Lord. Amen. Whoever's in the pulpit, let's work with him so he can win. Praise the Lord. That God be glorified. You know, I like the teaching. You know, the minister get up there. You know, in my olden days, I used to watch them real close. And I could tell in maybe 10 or 15 seconds or what so, or minutes, that, you know, he don't got it. Amen.
Amen.
But now I teach that he get up and maybe it seemed like he missed it. Well, put some gravy on it by the grace of God. Amen. Have some sides to go with it. Make a good meal out of it by the grace of God.
Amen. Amen.
To the glory of God.
Yes. Yes, amen.
1 Samuel 15. Saul was sent out. Like I say, they held up Moses' hands. I need to study it out, but I'm believing that these are the same people years later that Saul is sent to destroy. So Saul and the people, they went out there and they came back, they spared the king and the best of the sheep and the oxen and the fatlings and the lambs and all that was good. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, "Blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord." You know, and Samuel had some thoughts. You know, what about the sheep? What are these things that I'm hearing? Then Samuel said, "When thou was little in your own sight."
Yeah.
Amen. We as ministers, we want to stay small.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care how many times you get them preached. It's a fearful thing. May God help us. Nothing wrong. You may have to look over there and you see the minister maybe trembling in his seat before he get up and take the pulpit, and maybe he's trembling after he get up there. But you know, when the holy anointing of God settles down on him, then he can preach the word. Samuel said, "When you're little in your own sight, wast thou not made head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel." This is the part I want you to think about. And he said, "And the Lord sent thee on a journey."
Yes. Yes.
Amen. See, there's something very peculiar about this. There's something particular about this. This is not everyday humdrum living. The Lord sent thee on a journey.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
There's a lot of things maybe you could do after the journey is over, but right now, you need to remember you're on a journey. See, then he says, wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord? May God help us.
Yes, amen.
Are we obeying the voice of the Lord? You know, I'm not trying to get into all your business and different things like that. I'm just saying, are you obeying the voice of the Lord? I may not even need to know what God told you, but I'm saying, you know what God told you. You know what God has commissioned you to do. Are you obeying the voice of the Lord? See, the angels came to Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, they got to the extent, you know, to let them know that, you know, you need to get up out of here. And I guess they're mulling around, trying to figure it up. Well, let me see, what do we pack first? And we need to pack some food. We need to get this and get that and get, you know. And finally, the angels just took them by the hand. You know, sometimes God has to take us by the hand.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
The thought is, get you out of the city. Took them by the hand. That's getting about as graphic as you can get. Let's go. Got them out of the city. Brought them on the way. Told them don't look back. Look not behind you. Neither stay in all the plain. Escape to the mountain. Commission. Escape to the mountain. You know, that was the thing. I don't know what else. There's so many things going on. There's up and down and just a whole lot of confusion. The main thought, escape to the mountain.
That's right.
Escape to the mountain.
Right.
Somewhere in the midst of that, Lot's wife looked back.
That's right.
Lord, help us.
That's right.
Amen. I think about the word of God in one place. It seemed like there was a parabolistic type thing that the prophet came to somebody and said, keep this man. And he said that by and by was busy here and there and he was gone. Songwriter said, I started for heaven. My heart filled with song. Praise the Lord. Are you on a mission to get to heaven? If you're not careful, you can get distracted along the way. You know, David was going along, bless his heart. I know he was going through some rough times. But he said, oh, for a drink of the well of water of Bethlehem. And I believe two or three men break through the ranks and went and got the water. You know, but I'm just thinking about the mission that they were on. We got to get this water. No, I'm not involved with the whole conversation and this and that and all the different things. I need to get this water. They went and got it. David was so astonished to me, he just poured it out. But they were on a mission to get it. Songwriter said, oh, blessed Lord, my faith increase. I need my faith increase. Father, help me. I know I need help. Oh, for drink. They went and got it. Thought about my daughter in the National Guards. I hated and hated and hated and hated when they was sending her over to Syria. War going on in Israel and all those different things. She left two little boys behind. My wife basically stepped up to be the mama. She was gone for almost a year. When she came back, the boys were healthy and strong and of good mind, good health. Learned them some things about the things of God along the way.
Yes, thank you,
And I was there when my daughter was able to see her sons again. Of course, it brought me to tears. But I thought about my wife filling in there like a mission. Then committing them back to their mother. You know, we want to be faithful in the things that God has laid upon us. Genesis 6 and 12. Verse 5 is saying, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Word of God speaks as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. I believe we have arrived. The thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That's sad to think about. People thinking about evil when they wake up, thinking about evil when they go to sleep. Only evil continually. Repented the Lord, he had made man on the earth. Verse 12 is speaking, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh, it corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, has God said anything to you? Amen. I'm for real. I'm saying, has God said anything to you? He's saying things to me every day. If he don't say something to me, I feel like something wrong. Amen. I need thee every hour. Praise the Lord. Amen. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Amen. Room shalt thou make in the ark. Shall pitch it within and pitch it without. You know, and then he went on to tell him, this is a fashion. You're going to make it. You know, and I'm thinking, I believe 120 years preaching and building the ark. Eight souls saved. Somebody need to calculate it up for me. How many souls is that per whatever? That is not very many. But I'm going to tell you, Brother Noah stayed with it.
Yes, he did.
Amen. Where are you at? Where's your mission field? How's it progressing? I want to say to you, stay with it. Amen. What if Noah got the ark halfway built and say, well, Lord, here it is. I got it halfway done. Amen. What are we going to do if we halfway do the job God has sent us to do and throw up our hands? Well, I got it half done. I did some of what God told me to do. You know, I need some prayer myself. Long years ago as a young man, the Lord gave me the song All the Way, and it was a pleasant song, you know, and I enjoyed singing it. I still enjoy singing it today, you know, and it talks about the morning of life and pleasant it is. It talks about the storms and all that type of thing. And as a young man, I wrote it. I'm not a young man anymore. You know, it's different parts of the song that I hadn't experienced that I'm starting to experience now. I've been through a lot of storms. God has brought me through. I'm saying I want to go back, but God has brought me through. And now I'm challenged by one verse of the song that says, Lord, help me never shun the work you won't do. Help me, Lord, to always do my best. It's starting to be challenging. I'm not as young as I used to be. I can't do like I used to be. I can't go like I used to be. It's starting to be challenging. Now, the last verse is when I view the setting sun. I'm not sure I'm seeing that yet, but I'm there where it takes something. Lord, help me never shun. You know, it's something getting on a job when you don't know what to do, but it's something to be on a job and you know what to do, but you need more desire to do what you know to do.
Yes. All right.
Noah kept building. Amen. He was faithful. You know, God is calling for us to be faithful by the grace of God. You got over there Nehemiah. You got the brother over there trying to build a wall. You know, when you're trying to do something for God, expect there's going to be opposition. I'm going to tell you one thing for sure. The devil's sure not going to come up and pat you on the back. Oh, you're doing a good job. You know, and if he does, you better look out. Amen. But the fellow said to him, he said unto me, he said, come, let us meet together in one of the valleys of the plain of Ono. But he thought to do me mischief. You know, the devil thinks to do us mischief. And he sent messengers unto him saying, I am doing a great work. You need to tell the devil sometime, I'm doing a great work. Well, your work ain't so great. Look, you ain't gonna hardly no cars in the parking lot. You ain't. One soul.
That's right.
Amen. Brother Noah only come up with eight. And his family besides that.
Yes.
May God help us stay encouraged in the things of God.
Yes.
Send messengers unto him saying, I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down. You know, the devil wants to stop you. Distractions. Different things. Lord have mercy. You know, first time I was on the way down to Guthrie to the meeting. Heading down the road, minding my own business. There's a man walking in his birthday suit. Lord have mercy. Well, you know he needs some help. But I'm on a mission. I need to get down to Guthrie. I don't want to be doing the wrong thing. But may God help us. There are people that need help. We can't help the whole world. But we want to be led by the Spirit. I know I don't want to get on the wrong side of being the Good Samaritan. But I'm just saying sometimes we need to be mission minded. Amen. I believe it. I know myself through experience. Every Wednesday night. Seem like I have to start out with a special effort that I'm going to try to get there on time.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you what, saints, we need to stop trying to be on time. I'm going to tell you this. We need to stop that. That's a bad behavior. You need to stop trying to be on time. You need to be there early. Amen. Amen. Plan to be there early. I'm just trying to be on time. I had 1 second left. Plan to be early. You don't have to worry about being on time. Seem like every Wednesday I'd just be planning. What I ran a lawn service, still do. I'm not cutting much yards right now, but anyway. But seem like something always would pop up. Something wants to break down, or this wants to happen, or that wants to happen. You know, and it comes to a time, I know about what time I need to stop. I know what time I need to stop in order to get there on time. And pretty soon it's just like, well, let everything fall to pieces. I'm stopping. Amen. It's good to work, but I'm going to tell you something about work. It'll still be there. I'm going to tell you also, it'll be there when I'm dead. But he kept sending to him. They sent him to me 4 times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. I don't care how many times the devil come, stay right there. Do God's bidding. Amen. Stay right there. Don't forget that I'm actually sent. I am on orders from the king. I've got something in particular that I need to accomplish. May God have Revelation 13 chapter and verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of the life, Lamb of life, life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. See, the songwriter said he left the splendor of heaven knowing his destiny. Amen. He was on a mission, praise the Lord. 12 years old, he's saying, wished ye not that I should be about my Father's business. He knew. He said, Father, glorify thou me with the glory that I had with thee before the world was. He came down for a particular purpose. He came down to do something in particular by the grace of God. And I'm so glad that it was not in vain. He was actually able to accomplish the things that he came to accomplish. You look over in Matthew, the first chapter, in verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. The Son of Man has come to actually to seek and to save that which is lost. That's what he actually came for, praise the Lord. He shall save his people from their sin. Not save them in their sin, but deliver them from the power of sin. You got so many people preaching sin, you can't help it. You know, you just gotta do it every day. You know, it's just gonna be. There's a lot of angles to that. I know the Word of God says we have an advocate with the Father. If a man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Thank God for it. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord that it's there. I'm going to just tell you the truth. I'm going to just level with you, tell you the truth. I have a whole lot of tires sometimes on my trailer and on my truck. I have to air them up every day. Amen. But that don't bring me to a place that causes me to believe that that's normal.
That's right.
Amen. That's not normal.
That's right.
Say, well, that's just a normal thing of life. You need to air up your tires every day. Every day expected. No, that is not normal. There's something actually better than that. Don't settle for that.
That's right.
You know, I know you can go get some air in your tire, but don't settle that that's the way it has to be.
That's right.
That's what the scripture said. He's going to give you peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Isn't that a wonderful thing? People out there struggling in sin, depressed, pushed around by the devil. And Jesus came all the way down. You can have peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So I guess in their minds, the way it's all supposed to work about, you know, you come to Jesus and, you know, you ask God for forgiveness. And so you're still in sin and you're still doing all the things that are in sin. But now you have peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So Jesus just came. So while you sin, you can have more peace and joy while you're sinning. You know, some things don't make sense. Amen. Said he shall save his people from their sin. And he accomplished that by the grace of God. You know, he said over there in Luke, the Word of God is speaking. He came to seek and save that which is lost. Luke over there in the fourth chapter, he took the book and began to read. That the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel. He accomplished that. To the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. To preach deliverance to the captives. Recovering of sight to the blind. And set at liberty them that are bruised. That was his mission. He came to do it. Word of God speaks over in John 10th chapter and verse 10 speaking. That I am come they might have life. That they might have it more abundantly. He was on a mission to bring that. And he brought it. Amen. He actually bought it, praise the Lord. They can have life, have it more abundantly. What a Savior, praise the Lord. You know, in the midst of all that, over in Matthew, the first chapter, Matthew, the fourth chapter, Christ fasted for 40 days, and the enemy cometh to him. The tempter came to him and said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The devil take them up to the holy city and set them on the pinnacle of the temple. Saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus answered and said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. You know, the devil comes with distractions. He came with distractions for Christ. But by the grace of God, he didn't yield. And I'm just saying that we need help too. That Lord, help us. As the people of God, he called 12 disciples, sent them out. I believe they came back rejoicing, saying, even the devils are subject unto us. Amen. Luke 9 and 46. And there rose a reasoning among them who should be the greatest. Lord, have mercy. You see how we can get distracted. It's really like, no, it ain't about who can be the greatest. We're on a mission. We're on a mission. We say, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. We have a mission. Speaks over there, the man began to eat and drink with the drunken. My Lord delayeth his coming. When is the Lord coming? I don't know just when he's coming. But they begin to delay his coming, and they begin to eat and drink with the drunken. A distraction. Getting in a different frame of mind than what we should be. You got the virgins over there. They knew the bridegroom was coming. We know the Lord is coming. Amen. We'll come down and say, we have no oil. May the Lord help us. You know, Christ is saying, for this cause came I forth into the world. Word of God is speaking in Matthew 26. Starting in verse 53, he's telling them, know ye not that I could call 10 legions of angels, we were saying. But how else would the scripture be fulfilled? He's praying in the garden, thy will be done. Amen. He realizes his commission. Do we realize ours? You know, he's right there on the cross. They've already put the nails in his hands. He's there on the cross. And the poor man, the thief, begins to say to him, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Well, I'm distressed. I'm going through some bad places. I'm things. But he came to seek and save that which is lost. This day shalt thou be with me in paradise. You know, he said upon the cross, it is finished. Amen. What a wonderful day when we can hear the Lord say, well done. But Christ said, it is finished. Amen. He came down for a particular purpose. He's able to say, it is finished.
Right.
Henceforth, God has given him a name that is above every name. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
You know, the songwriter saying, he didn't come down. You know, and I'm so thankful he didn't come down.
Yes.
You know, I'm so thankful that he never forgot, you know, all the way through his life. He never forgot the serious charge, the thing he was actually supposed to be doing, to come down, that mankind might be delivered from the power of sin and be able to serve God. You know, we want to do likewise by the grace of God, walking before God. You know, it says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. As we begin to close out, but he made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient, praise the Lord, be obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, praise the Lord, God has highly exalted him, given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in the earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. May God help us. He had a mission. He fulfilled it. May God help us today. Where are we today? You know, and I just want to say to you, I know God has given you a mission. I believe there's something in particular that God has given you to do. I pray that God will help us all. We can be like the Apostle Paul, that was not disobedient to my heavenly vision.